There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. I'm French Scott, live and direct from Watford City, North Dakota today, at the center of the boom. Within 80 miles of Watford City is 80% of this economic engine that is the energy renaissance of oil and gas production. And so we are here today broadcasting live from Teddy's Residential Suites, a beautiful new facility, one of several that Brett Erdman and his wife Trisha are developing here in Watford City and also in Newtown, soon in Belfield, and really a great addition. Actually broadcasting from Teddy's South Park Lounge. They have the best ribs ever Thursday nights here. Great spot. If you haven't been here, make sure you make a stop. Both of you, you know, even tell our listeners on the eastern end of the state a lot, if you want to find out what's happening out here, come on out, check it out. Great place to stay. We're going to chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple in just a moment. Also, bottom of the hour, Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford will be here. We're talking about the legislative session underway, the organizing session, the week behind us. Got the reaction from Senator Rich Wardner a moment ago. Looking forward to House Majority Leader Al Carlson joining us in the coming days for his reaction as well. The games begin as we lay the groundwork for the next 2 years in the great state of North Dakota. And for a little more of a background on the budget presented yesterday to the joint session of the legislature, we're joined now by Governor Jack Dalrymple on What's On Your Mind. Governor, how are you?
Hey, Scott. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice as well. Thanks for joining us. Any questions or comments, welcome for the governor. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email the questions in or give us a call at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. So yesterday's announcement obviously begins really the process of getting to a budget and laying the groundwork for the next 2 years. What goes into what you presented yesterday? Give our listeners a little background on how much it takes to present what you presented yesterday.
Oh, I tell you, it's a tremendous amount of work, and, you know, it begins at least a year before I actually deliver the budget address, and, you know, we start working on what people are telling us in our agencies about upcoming needs, and we begin to make lists, and that eventually turns into budget requests from each and every agency. And then we, you know, go down a long list of optional requests in every agency. It's quite a filtering process. And, boy, you get down to the end and, you know, you have to make some of those last judgment calls. It's not easy, but we have a great experienced staff up at the Office of Management and Budget. They've done it many times before, and they do a great job.
What are you most excited about in this budget?
Well, I'm excited about a lot of things, but since I'm talking to you in Watford City, I'll start by mentioning, you know, the great package, I think, that, you know, is been proposed for Western North Dakota. We spent a lot of time with county commissioners and mayors and city managers out west and really went through the specifics of their infrastructure needs. And I'm proud to, you know, be able to propose that 60% of the oil production tax, you know, go to the western political subdivisions. And we're going to have a jump start bill with some cash in it as well. Watford City itself would get $50 million, no strings attached, right away this winter to just kind of, you know, help ease the pain. And we're able to also keep $119 million in the Oil Impact Fund. So really, Scott, it's everything that we were being asked to do by Western North Dakota. Because when we got done crunching the numbers, we agreed with them. The needs do justify that kind of revenue.
Some debate about whether the formula change, the 60-40 change, which you laid out as well and has been proposed, is long enough, only in one biennium. What's your reaction to some folks say that's the infrastructure needs will not be met that soon?
Well, I'm not saying that, you know, it wouldn't stay at a high percentage for the West, you know, for several years. We are, of course, you know, just talking about a biennial budget here. And I challenge the legislature, you know, to talk about, you know, the longer term picture and how to address that, because really the debate becomes, you know, almost more about the duration than anything. The needs are going to be great out west, you know, for years to come. We know that. But we also know that at some point, you know, there will be sort of a peak in the surge of infrastructure spending, and then it will begin to level off.
There also obviously are needs elsewhere. We had a call earlier from Burleigh County Commissioner and said, hey, make sure you ask the governor about, you know, us. Senator Wardner was on at the time, and he said, hey, in the Jumpstart funding, there are funds for communities and counties outside of the oil-producing counties, because we know there's impact as well, but there's impact really statewide, right?
Well, there is, and that's always, you know, hard to, you know, draw those lines and make those distinctions. We do have one new feature where we would be able to do more financing for cities through our public finance authority, and that's something that is of interest to statewide, because growing population is really becoming, you know, very common across North Dakota. That means more developments, more houses needed, therefore more sewer and water, more streets. And, you know, I think the city said, look, can you give us another tool in the toolbox? Could we borrow some money at favorable rates and help us, you know, manage our own financing? So a Bismarck, you know, could be looking at something like that. But we also, you know, have great transportation funding and affordable housing funding, you know, that is really for the entire state, if you can show the need.
Todd in Gackle, listening on 550 KFIRE, has a question for the governor. Go ahead, Todd.
Yes, Governor, I'd first like to thank you for having the intestinal fortitude to come on the radio and take questions from live callers. I mean, for a person in the political environment, you know, that is greatly appreciated from the citizens. My question is, I live in Logan County, and our land tax rates out here, you know, continue to jump significantly. Like this year, they're going up, like, if I remember the number correctly, 15.13%. I guess there's a disconnect between, you know, where this tax relief is going And you know, why our tax rates are continuing to climb at, you know, what I'd say, you know, a significant rate. It is, you know, somewhat disconcerting. And I guess we as citizens can't really follow the tax relief down to the counties so that we can hold our local officials accountable. And I don't have time to, you know, go sit in the county courthouse and dig through the books to, you know, to show whether that tax relief is arriving or not arriving. Or
let's ask the governor to address that, because obviously that's part of the ongoing battle over property tax relief. And Todd, our time is short here, so I'm just going to ask the governor to address this quickly here so we can keep rolling. Go ahead, Governor.
Well, Scott, that is a very common question that we get over and over. In this budget proposal, we are continuing the county property tax buy-down of 12% that was started last session. That's direct property tax relief. We also took over more of the cost of K-12 education, and actually limited for the first time, like, the amount of money, you know, that can be raised locally through taxation. And that was a breakthrough. But the frustration that people have is that, you know, the valuation on their property continues to rise. And, you know, if the county or the city do not make offsetting adjustments in the mill levy, that causes people's taxes to keep rising. I take it this gentleman's talking about farmland. That's valued according to a formula, and it does include the price of commodities. And, you know, over time, the valuation of farmland has gone up. And that is a frustration because we're providing tax relief, but the value of people's property keeps rising.
We only have about a half minute left, Governor, but just quickly on the price of oil, should we be concerned?
Hey, we had a great presentation yesterday from economy.com, our forecaster. I thought it was very positive. They are doubtful that production of oil will decline in North Dakota, even in a weaker price environment, because they say that our cost of producing a barrel of oil in our four largest producing counties is among the lowest price per barrel in the world.
Interesting. Well, that's certainly what a little silver lining in that what is now a volatile situation. I know you only have limited time today, so we're going to let you go. But, Governor, we'll have you back soon to talk more about it. Thanks a bunch, Governor Jack Dalrymple. Back to your calls and your reaction when we come back at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Back on What's On Your Mind. A few of your comments that have come in on our question about your headline and how North Dakota's getting it done and how we compare to the rest of the nation. Ashley says North Dakota opens the state to anyone who wants to take what they can because regulations are off the table. Next generation of children are left with the cleanup bill.
That is such a jaundiced view of North Dakota. I can't even begin to tell you, but I understand there are some folks that hold a political view that of that. Incidentally, I haven't had a chance to share this with you, but Ron Ness wrote a beautiful response to the New York Times piece that's in a number of newspapers. I hope it ends up in the New York Times. He great illustration that I missed, but he talked about within the opening two paragraphs of the story, the reporter, Deborah Sontag of the New York Times, wrote, quote, "Halliburton served barbecue crawfish from Louisiana." She was talking about the 1 million barrels, 1 million thanks celebration that was happening up in Tioga. We were there. We were broadcasting from there. And Ron points out it was boiled. It wasn't barbecued. It came from Mississippi, not Louisiana, and it was generously provided by Capital Lodge, not Halliburton. And, you know, he goes on to say that, you know, that might seem trivial, but it's, you know, in one six-word sentence, it's so fraught with errors, it begs the question, if a lunch served at a community event isn't correctly reported, something relatively simple, can we really trust the rest of the story was based on facts and balance? And, unfortunately, I think Ashley gets her news from the New York Times. And but he goes on really to say that how in North Dakota the industry and regulators work together to solve problems. And rather than punish companies for circumstances beyond their control, inclement weather or a mechanical failure, the regulators focus on finding and prosecuting the willful transgressors and repeat offenders, something the industry is for. Meanwhile, solutions. We talked to Dave Glatt, the head of the inspections division of the North Dakota Health Department about that. And he's, you know, his point was, you know, the New York Times piece focused just on the regulation side, or rather just on the enforcement side, not all the other tools in the toolbox, because, you know, basically, okay, a spill is an example. When it happens, what they want in the way of a relationship with the company is open communication to say it happened, and here's the response, and put the dollars in the cleanup so it goes back the way it was. When that doesn't happen, then you use enforcement. And they miss all the other pieces they do to get to the ultimate goal is to say, okay, we want to know about it. We want to clean it up because accidents are going to happen when all this is happening. So, and Ron is pointing out some of the same things. So I thought, well done there for sure. Let's see. What else? Let's see. There's a few more here that I want to get to. Other, by the way, some calls waiting. Watford City's Mayor Brent Sanford going to join us. One more bit of reaction to what the governor's laying out here for impacts for the oil communities coming up here in a moment. In the meantime, whatever's on your mind, welcome at 800-228-0550. But I'm picking up on our conversation from earlier, you know, comparing what the governor laid out here. You know, $408 million in tax relief, which now adds to the total since 2009 of $4.3 billion. There's $3 billion dedicated solely to statewide infrastructure improvements. You've got $3.7 billion to assist North Dakota's oil and gas producing region and counties for impacts. You've got K-12 funding. You got, you know, just boom, boom, boom. And it struck me. Compare that financial picture and that plan for the next 2 years for many of the other states in the country. I thought about Detroit for some reason this morning as one prime example to it. Anyway, so we asked the question, I mean, isn't it impossible to compare the North Dakota story to the rest of the country, not see us in just a much more blessed place? What's the headline on that for you? And Chris says, North Dakota to the left of Minnesota only if you're facing north. All right. Yes, thank you, Chris. Kathleen, what new regulations do we need? Our enforcement actions include prohibiting the use of open pits, new mandates that require oil producers to drastically reduce the flaring of natural gas. The Industrial Commission has tightened the requirements for the handling of waste materials, drafting new regulations requiring producers to condition crude oil to improve oil transport safety. Have you heard of reclamation? Do you know the wells being drilled are from buying leases on mineral rights owned by the people, not a company? Stop reading the New York Times. Don says, why do so many people, especially from outside North Dakota, feel the need to turn us into another state begging for federal tax dollars? Enough. As Obama stated, win an election. Interesting debate playing out. Kevin's headline is, we have oil. Well, that's true enough. That's for sure. Daniel in Lake Park, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Daniel.
A little change of subject here.
Say, no problem.
I want to let you know Fargo lost a really great leader. You talk about a guy that could bring people together to accomplish a goal from all different sides. This guy could do it. I met him in a grocery store when I was just, grocery shopping, living in Fargo. I was nobody, but I noticed him as mayor, and I asked him and talked to him for a good 15 minutes about something that was on my mind. He took the time, and he really listened. I mean, he was a guy's guy, and he's really going to be missed. And I just want Fargo to know, you guys, you had a great leader, and he's going to be missed. That's all I got to say.
I think, Daniel, your example is a great one, and I'm glad you called to share a memory about Denny Wallach. We talked a little bit about it yesterday on the program, but the people's mayor, you know, one of those people that really just, he did care. You know, Kevin Cramer was talking about him yesterday on the air, and he said he'd say things that were just flat-out insulting to Kevin. You know, I mean, he didn't really, in other words, if you had it coming, or if he didn't like something, he'd just tell you. He didn't have that, you know, sort of politician polish, right? He just was real, and I think that's what endeared him to people. In other words, there's a lot of politicians who wouldn't spend the time of day talking to, you know, someone they don't know in a supermarket, right?
So yeah, and that's the thing that really related. That's what made him so popular.
Yeah, I put a note up on my Facebook page in my reflection after hearing about his death, and, you know, just the writing was on the wall that this was coming. I think obviously it happened sooner than people thought, but he had a battle on his hands, and obviously the fact they didn't decide to operate told you the cancer was going to be one tough battle for him. I put his cell phone number up, you know, because everybody had it. There was another example. I mean, not very often that political leaders, especially a community the size of Fargo, you can give out your cell phone number. A lot of people had it. I mean, he wanted that ability to interact with people, and he really, just a neat, I call him kind of a grandfatherly type. He was a grandfather, but he was, you know, he just had that kind of grandfatherly way about him, kind of a gentle giant. He really was a dandy. So I'm glad you called to reflect.
Guys, later.
Thanks for the call, Dan. You appreciate that very much. And, you know, things like that happen. You can't help but just say, boy, life is precious. It is so easy to get wrapped up in the day-to-day swirl. It's a little bit of what I was talking about at the start of the program today, to just say, you know, turn on the news and see what's happening in New York City and watch that video and, oh, my gosh, choking that fella. And then, the protests about it. Then, obviously, Ferguson. You got the family members there, Michael Brown in there. You got economic decline in communities. And you got, you know, headlines about all the horrible things that are happening. And then you see all the blessings here. Yet, life is precious. Hopefully we step back to remember, number one, we do have a whole lot of blessings here. Things are a lot better here, but an example of losing a leader like Danny Wallacher reminds us all of just how precious it is. So appreciate the call and appreciate you sharing that with us today on the program. All right, short break. When we come back, we're going to chat with the mayor of Watford City, get his reaction from probably the epicenter of oil impact, Watford City, North Dakota, to what the governor's proposed in the start of an upcoming legislative session when we return on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You have so much going for you, but you want more. You yearn for a career with purpose where you can really make a difference. Your career purpose is more than climbing the corporate ladder and earning more money. It's about living the life you were designed to live and serving others. The goal of the University of Mary Graduate Business Degree is to help you rediscover your career potential and develop skills, knowledge, and experiences you'll need to make the positive change in your life. And here's a deal to help you get started. Begin your graduate degree on January 5th and get $1,000 towards your following summer class. That's right, $1,000. Plus, you can apply for free. If you'd like more information, visit umary.edu/apply or email enroll@umary.edu. That's enroll@umary.edu. Do it today.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
On What's On Your Mind, Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford, just a moment here on the program. Robin Bismarck waiting to weigh in today on the program, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. Remember, you can get the best night's sleep on the planet if you just make one simple phone call to MyPillow, 800-506-9028, or go online to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 2-for-1 right now on their original classic pillow, and that deal's not going to last long. What a great gift-giving idea. This is the perfect, you know, how many times can you buy somebody a better night's sleep? So check it out, MyPillow.com. 2-for-1 right now when you use the promo code Scott. Comes with a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. A 60-night money-back guarantee. It stays cool. There's no tossing, turning. It adjusts to any sleep position. It is fabulous. I'm telling you, I sleep on one, so does Todd. Trust me. All right, Robin Bismarck, let's get you in and then the mayor. How you doing, Rob?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm just wondering when this is all starting to slow down, are you guys ever going to admit it on the radio? Because all you do is talk it up. And I work for an oil company, and I can tell you right now, on our point of view, it's slowing down big time already at $50 a barrel.
And give me an example of how it's slowing down. What's a real world example?
Our equipment in our yard is piling up to where we used to never have any. We'd have to get it made to get out on the rig sites. And now we have an overabundance of it.
Interesting. And where are you? And quite honestly, I think this is all fairly new. A lot of people are just trying to sort out what's going to happen, right? And
right.
You know, that's why I asked the governor about it. The governor's saying that, you know, they bring in economy.com, and they say that, I've read this from other places. The IEA put this out the other day that, North Dakota's cost of production in some of the key sweet spots of the Bakken is such that, you know, you may have folks shifting resources from other places to come here. You hear other people talk about, look, there's so many drills that need, there's so many, you know, wells that yet need to be completed. There's plenty of work as this flows out. But, I mean, there's going to be impact. So, you know, it helps to hear real-world examples. Where are you working, Rob? What particular area?
We work between Watford City and Williston, pretty much the whole area. Some, a little bit into Montana, but yeah, so pretty much the whole patch. But I don't think it's real profitable at anything below $60 a barrel. I think people like completion wells are one thing, but new drilling, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of that right now.
Well, we're all watching it, no question about it, Rob. That's already impacted things on the budget side. You just don't know. Where is the bottom going to be? How long is it going to last? So all good points. I talked to a lot of the service companies who now are really getting squeezed. One guy equipped to answer that question is our next guest, Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford. How are you?
Great, Scott. How are you this morning?
Good. Good to see you in the middle of Boomtown.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Epicenter. And I see you parked next to that truck. Did you recognize it?
Yeah, I did.
That Ford F-150 I picked up at S&S Motors. The good mayor sold me one heck of a good deal on a truck, so I always encourage folks to come there. I want to get your reaction, obviously, on the governor's budget and talk a little bit about that today on the program. But to Rob's point, what are you hearing? What's happening with this drop in the price of oil?
Well, obviously, Scott, you're going to hear a lot of stories like this, and it's true. It's absolute reality, and we know that when the price goes over $100, it's a frenzy. When it starts to drop, things slow a little bit. It's a very pressing issue for policymakers and public officials in this part of the neck of the woods, as you can imagine. Talking to Ron Ness, obviously you're going to see some equipment, some rigs laid down, but on the same line, you've got rigs moving in from Texas for EOG within the last month or so. And so what's happening is McKenzie County might see more rigs than they had before, but oil patch wide there might be less. So numbers we were talking about yesterday were that if you have 180 rigs in the state and 70 are in McKenzie County, what happens if it's down to 150 rigs drilling or 140, say, and we still have 70 or maybe we have 80? I mean, it just gets more concentrated in McKenzie County. So really, we don't feel like we can slow down, but there is talk in the periphery and the areas that Lynn Helms and Ron Ness have mentioned where it's a higher break even, that there will be some slowdown at this point when the prices are at these levels. But I don't think anyone believes that this price point will stay down at the level it's at now. There's a lot of geopolitical issues working right now. There's a lot of different negotiations at the OPEC level, and there's a lot of dynamics. And basically, the operators that are in the Watford City area are saying they're staying the course. They've got drilling plans, and they're here for the long haul. And the fact of the matter too is that we're building our community for the number of holes that are drilled. The number of wells that are drilled already leads for the necessity of having more people here, and that's what we're seeing, is that we're so far from catching up just with the number of wells that have been drilled that we have to keep pouring the coal suit in Watford City.
So you'd call this a bump in the road? The long view remains very positive, and just a bump in the road that comes with the oil and gas business?
All indications are pointing that direction, I guess, and even if it stops and you just have to produce these wells, we need to have more people in this county than there have been.
And my only concern would be, obviously the momentum that's here to catch up, if you will. For instance, on affordable housing, something that you desperately need here.
Right.
You don't want the folks on the outside getting, skittish. Do you see any of that? Anybody concerned to the point of wanting to draw back on projects that are on the drawing board? Because you need them here still, right?
Not at all. The investors in the Watford City area are still have their foot on the pedal, and they're trying to get their preparations done this winter so they can break ground in the spring. And we've got a lot of them here. We've got people looking at building apartments and houses, single family, townhomes, commercial developments, and it's still a frenzy in the planning office at Watford City. So what we're seeing from the investors is they've got a longer mindset than just a momentary blip in oil prices. So I guess that's encouraging, too.
Absolutely.
Got a long-term view.
Absolutely, yeah. Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford, our guest on the program today. Any questions or comments, by the way, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, as always. Let's talk about what you heard yesterday from the governor.
Well, we were very excited to hear the governor's presentation and recommendation to the legislature. The budget was everything that was discussed before, everything that we were hearing coming out and a little bit more. Things like HIF funding to the level that was asked for the affordable housing and the full funding for the WAS request for what's needed to keep the water flowing in the entire northwest part of the state. And also, likewise with the Fargo water request being included in the budget. I think the governor did a good job of putting his team to work, assessing the needs statewide, and I think they really nailed it. I mean, it was very encouraging, and I think the bar has been set, and now we know how it works. The next 4 or 5 months are going to be discussions back and forth on allocating funds within that. And so we're feeling very encouraged. We feel like the needs were addressed in the budget. the assessments were made over the last year, and we feel like it was very thorough, and it's very encouraging, to say the least.
The governor was just on with us, made the comment, we've got $50 million in this infrastructure, he calls it jumpstart funding, dedicated specifically to Watford City, no strings attached.
Right.
And very often you don't hear that, right? And that's kind of the flexibility you've been looking for, to say, look, we know where the needs are, we know what we need to do, give us some flexibility to meet those needs. That had to be encouraging, huh?
It is, and we've got a $344 million capital improvement plan that is leading us towards the 17,000 population range that NDSU is showing that Watford City will need to have within the next 5 years. And estimates are that we'll need over $150 million of that within the next biennium. So $50 million sounds like a lot. It gets us a good chunk of the way towards that $150. We really need the 40-60 formula change as well. And that should give us a good kickstart towards providing the infrastructure necessary for having all the housing and commercial development needed to handle this economic play that's happening right here, centered in Watford City.
Senator Warner told us the second Friday of the session the plan is to deal with the jumpstart funding right away. So there seems to be an urgency to get that number, solidified, passed, and out. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yes, all indications are they're going to go forward with that plan. And this is what was talked with us, in the last winter, last spring, when we were, contemplating requesting a special session, was that this is a better way to do it. It's a better way to do it with the jumpstart funding right away in January. And that, so it's all rolling out the way that Senator Wardner and Governor Dalrymple had discussed with us the last few months. So it's very encouraging.
Watford City to Grafton. There's a trek, and we have a question from Grafton, North Dakota, for the Watford City Mayor. Bob, go ahead.
Hi, Mayor. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call. Thanks, Scott. I was wondering, do you think there's any kind of a correlation between, the dollar is the world's reserve currency. This is regarding the drop in the oil prices right now. Do you think there's any correlation between the fact that I heard China just did some major energy deals with Iran and Russia, and they were not using the petrodollar. And, I hear talk of, the New World Order trying to crash the dollar here possibly this coming fall. Generous Jerry down there has DVD on that. I'm just wondering if you think there's any kind of a correlation here between the drop in the oil prices and China not using the petrodollar in these energy chases they did with Iran and Russia. Do you think that's going to have any kind of a long-term impact, or do you think that's even anything involved in any of this?
I tell you what, that's way above my pay grade, but it's a great question. These are the types of issues that are discussed at the, when you talk to Ron Ness, you talk to the Petroleum Council, I talked to Mark Johnsry from Nuvera last week. I mean, when he's talking geopolitical ramifications are hitting this, I mean, that's what they mean. They're talking worldwide. They're talking about what is OPEC and Russia and, Iran and China, how all these issues play with this oil price and what really is this? Is this a blip? Is it, like you say, is it some global conspiracy to push the dollar down? Like I say, it's way above my pay grade, but I can tell you that the people that are here are at the level where those discussions are being had. And I guess all we can do is keep forging ahead. But great question. You're very up on the conversation on that. I mean, it's a great question. It remains to be seen. We'll know a lot more as the months play out, and the 6 months play out.
Thanks for the call, Bob. And what's amazing is that, I think a lot of people in the industry have said for a long time that North Dakota and what's happening in the Bakken and this energy renaissance is a major, major deal worldwide. And now we're seeing it, right? You have literally OPEC having meetings because of what has been pioneered here,
right,
in the way of shale production. The production increases are such that you have a supply that causes almost a victim of the success of this shale play that's playing out right now. So there's certainly a lot of dynamics. But it doesn't change one thing related to what's needed right here in Watford City, does it?
Not from what we can tell. Like I say, that all indications are to keep forging ahead here, and with the operators here, with the investors that are here. And just like I say, what we really pay attention to is the number of holes that are drilled and what you have to do to take care of those for the next 50 years. And that's what we're building a community for.
All right, short break. Come back with more with our conversation with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford. Thanks for the call, by the way. Bob and Grafton, others welcome at 800-228-0550 when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
You're
listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
11 before the top of the hour, live and direct from the South Park Lounge, home of the best ribs on the planet, by the way, Thursday nights. Tonight's the night for some great ribs at the South Park Lounge. It's in Teddy's Residential Suites, right next to the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, two wonderful properties. There's two here in Watford City. There's one in Newtown, soon in Belfield as well. A good example of if you've been hearing about this when you'll play, want to find out what's happening in Bakken, come out, spend a couple of nights, do it on a weekend, take a look around. The scenery's unbelievable. Just to see America at work like this is a sight to behold. It's great. Great places to eat, great places to stay. Come on in and check it out at Watford City. Continuing our conversation with Watford City Mayor Brent Stafford, reaction to the governor's address and talking oil prices and getting an update on the things that are happening here. Jason near Grassy Butte, listening on KTGO 1090 Radio. Go ahead, Jason. What's your question?
Well, it's not a question exactly. I wanted to sort of clarify some things that I think the previous caller was wondering about. Nobody seemed to exactly understand. First, a little basic economics. When the dollar is weak, it takes more of them to buy something. So the numbers in the prices get larger. That China and Iran are negotiating without using the dollar would tend to weaken the dollar, because obviously the more the dollar is in use, the more desirable the dollar is, and therefore the more valuable and therefore strong the dollar will be. But if that were having causing a serious problem, it would actually tend to drive the price up in some ways. The other thing is, there's always, I think a lot of people don't really think about the fact, there's always a price dip in the winter, and OPEC is trying to make that worse or more severe, but there's always a price dip in the winter, fall and winter, so I don't think there's any cause for panic just because of that. If the prices stay low, real low next summer, then there will be a reason to worry, but a dip in the fall and winter is not a big deal. It's pretty normal.
Jason, thanks for sharing your thoughts there. There's the dynamic of Russia and these other countries where the cost, by the way, is a lot higher as well. So a lot of forces at play, and it is just a great unknown. Nobody really knows.
Yep. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate that.
But, you know, again, to your point, you know, what the future holds, hard to say, although the level of investment obviously suggests that a lot of people who know everything Jason talked about, Bob before him, and all the other forces at play here, and just the ebb and flow that's going to happen on the oil price, are betting on obviously enough for you know, five generations of development, right? Your role as the mayor of Watford City is to make sure that just the wells have already drilled, that there's the infrastructure here to support it, right? So this isn't even so much sitting here and having you, you know, doing anything other than supporting what's already been done, am I right?
That's right, and supporting the as much as we can with what infrastructure will be needed in Watford City for the plans of the local operators, Hess, Conoco, QEP, Continental, EOG, Marathon, etc. I mean, we've got to listen to them of what their plans are, what kind of housing needs they need, what kind of housing needs One Oak needs when they put this kind of investment into natural gas processing infrastructure in our county, and there are a lot of factors involved in growing this community and growing Williston, Dickinson, the other areas that are highly impacted by oil. And I was just telling Scott at the break, if there's a little bit of a slowdown from lower prices, it actually is a little bit of a breather as far as community growth and community development. But I tell you what, obviously you don't want it to be prolonged. Obviously you want all the companies to be healthy and the employees to not have to worry about their jobs and just to continue the way it has been. But we're forging ahead with all the factors taken into account.
One other thing I want to ask you about in the governor's budget announcement, there was specifically a plan identified through the Bank of North Dakota where $100 million of their balance would be pulled out and put in a revolving loan fund. You've talked about the need for that before, and that differentiates, you know, the borrowing ability in Watford City is different than it is in Williston and Dickinson, as an example. So that was another victory, was it not, for communities like Watford City?
Yes, the only concern there is it needs to be billions of dollars when you look at all the needs of these communities out here. It's staggering, the numbers that are going to be necessary to build out the county road infrastructure, the arterial road infrastructure, the curb and gutter and the water and sewer infrastructure in these communities and these counties as the population continues to flood in, the population turns to permanent population as the Bakkens continue to be drilled out. And it's when you look at $1 billion of needs in Williston, $1 billion of needs in Dickinson, $344 million of needs in Watford City in the next 5 years, it's just, they're staggering numbers. But anything helps. And $100 million $1 million loan, revolving loan fund, is something that hasn't been there before. We did not have that option 2 years ago. We desperately needed something like that. It was not available. So we didn't build out what we needed to do after last session.
So bottom line, starting this upcoming session in a very different position than you've been in memory, right?
Absolutely. If the jumpstart funding comes into being in January, that we have projects ready to bid to get arterial roads finally built out around this growing community, to get the sewage treatment plants and water facilities up and running and started in constructing those. And it's an exciting time to think about the possibility of that, of actually getting moving on this plan. And like I said, the developers are here. They're all waiting in the wings. With this bypass going in south of town, it just opened up a whole new area. It's like they didn't want to believe it was going to happen until it actually had trucks moving back and forth on it. But now it's a frenzy on the south side of town. And so our job on a daily basis is to keep up with that, with the activity that's coming this way.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for the reaction. Thanks for the update, and good to see you as always.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Watford City's Mayor Brent Stanford on the program. Tomorrow we will be live and direct from Mohall. Looking forward to checking in on a great egg show up there in Mohall. So What's in Your Town tour takes us to Mohall, North Dakota. See you tomorrow. And thanks for listening. Don't forget, 24/7, you can call us at 855-200-1776 to get your comments and suggestions in. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening to What's Up.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods.
Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.